Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
What's going on, my royal priesthood? I hope y'all are doing well. I'm doing well. It is Mercury retrograde right now. And whew, good God, today has been interesting. Good God, help us all. And because it's retrograde, I'm just going to talk about the bullshit that goes on apps such as Grindr, Jacked, and yes, Facebook and X, formerly known as Twitter. So we're going to talk about the shenanigans that I've experienced this weekend. And y'all, this may get a little graphic. So yeah, go ahead and hit that subscribe button, comment, set the bell notifications, and give me a thumbs up. Let me know that you all are watching. I love y'all so much. Let's get into it. The last couple of weeks, your girl has been a thotty body, and I absolutely love being an honorable harlot, okay? I take pride in my hoish ways. But I'm a hoe with morals, okay? And, you know, occasionally, I may venture on to Grindr or Jacked, occasionally FetLife, and sometimes I may meet up with people from other apps. However, when it comes down to Twitter, Twitter is my business stuff, particularly for Merlin Mystique. Okay? So that's strictly for business. And by me being a content creator in the adult arena, sometimes people want to blur those lines, especially when I'm on Grindr. Because it is a freak site, of course, I'm going to have my adult links in my bio on the app. And potential suitors love to come in my inbox, like I said in my previous video. They love to come in my inbox on some, oh, I want to do content. But really, they don't know how to say they just want to have fun. They want to get it on without it being business. And I'm like, you know what? Cool. If you had a came to me on that, then we could have negotiated something. So last week, this gentleman hit me up, you know. He was one of the unseasoned brethren, and I occasionally dip into that pun. We'll talk about that later. He starts hitting me up and we start talking, and he mentions recording. I'm like, sure. Do you have verifiable content? Are you willing to sign consent forms? Because that's how I roll. And he was like, yeah, sure. So I'm asking the necessary questions about if we were to do a scene, what all are you into? What are you comfortable with? What are your boundaries? What are your kinks? What are your fetishes? And he's going on and on more so about his ideal fantasy. Needless to say, I blocked him because I'm like, I don't have time. And my personal favorite is when I explicitly have on my profile, no DLs, no blank profiles, you know, I have things set in motion. And guess what happens? A DL blank profile hits me up. And I immediately say, did you read my profile? Yes, I did. And I'm like, so why in the hell did you still decide to still message me after you read my profile? You have a blank profile in your DL, sweetie. So why can't you just oblige and govern yourself accordingly? And I realize with cis men, there's something called entitlement. And we blame patriarchy for that. Cis men feel like they are entitled to femme people's energy. And I fucking hate that shit. I hate it with a passion. Because when you say that you are not interested, you get asked why. And that's a block for me because I'm like, if I told you I'm not interested, that's all you need to know is that I'm not interested. I'm not going to tell you why I am not interested for you to go around and try to change yourself to tailor your, to meet my needs when you're not being authentic to yourself. If you're going to change yourself because I said I'm not interested in you because of your approach and you hit me up again, that's still not going to make me interested. That's still not going to make me fucking interested. Get that through your mind. If I'm not interested, I'm never going to be fucking interested. Okay, just understand that. And I've had the unpleasurable experience with cis men that I have had to repeatedly block and report for harassment. And I already know how I'm going to handle that if they ever hit me up again. I had this one dude that I blocked in 2022 while I was living in transitional housing. And, you know, he hit me up. He saw me out and about, flirted or whatever, got my phone number, you know. And it started out as, you know, that's who I got my tree from. Well, then he starts hitting me up saying he wanted to chill and fuck. I'm like, well, you could check out my Twitter account because I'm not really hooking up with people unless it's this particular person that I was dealing with at the time. So later on, he starts asking me for money out the blue. I'm like, yo, you the trap dude. Like, the fuck? Why are you asking me for money? So I told him, look, don't hit me up anymore because it makes me uncomfortable that you're flirting with me and then you ask me for money. I'm not that type of girl. I'm not dumb. So I block him. A few months later, he hits me up from another number. I block him again. He hits me up and I explicitly tell him to leave me alone. Then he follows me again on TikTok and on other social media. So I've had to block him repeatedly. But I got something for that ass. I got something. I already know how I'm going to rock and roll. But I'm going to be safe with it. Because one thing you don't ever do is piss off a calm Pisces. I'm just going to say all that. Don't ever make a calm Pisces mad. That's not something you want to do. Don't do that. I got some witnesses that know how I roll. Because I'm a spiritual woman. Don't play with a spiritual girl. Because when you play with spiritual women, you're playing with fire. And it's fucked up that men are so entitled to women and trans women, particularly trans women. They feel so entitled to our bodies because they look at us as, number one, desperate, as unworthy of love. So we can be treated just like a toy, like a rag doll, or like a little fuck toy to get their rocks off without thinking about our humanity. And when we're flesh and blood, we have feelings, we have emotions. We want rights just like everybody else. But how you treat me is like, I don't fucking matter. For real. Like, and some of the dumbest things that I've had to explain to guys that will hit me up and refuse to send a face picture. And I will flat out tell them, look, I'm asking for a face picture for my safety because y'all out here unaliving the trans girls because you don't know how to deal with your attraction to us. Not only that, but
this episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
It's this whole hypermasculine idea that, oh, I have to be this type of person. I'm not going to be your dirty little secret, boo. It doesn't fucking work like that. I refuse to be your dirty little secret. I lived that life when I cosplayed a butch queen. I'm not going to do that again in my womanhood. I'm too damn grown for that. I've been through too much hell. And also, it's always fun when I get unsolicited nudes and it be the worst kind of shit you ever seen. You get cheesy phalluses. You get phalluses that look like they musty and they stink. You have phalluses that you can tell ain't been washed and or moisturized. They still have lint from their boxers on them. And then you also get the ones that like to send their rectal regions, and they're all open and prolapsed. Now, most of the times they will send these without saying, hey, how you doing? What are you up to? And when they start sending a barrage of pictures with a hello, that's an immediate block. Now, on this past weekend, I had a young fellow that said hello and proceeded to send me pictures of his phallus. And I noticed in the picture, number one, everything looked stank. And I'm not saying that being malicious. I'm just giving what it looked like. It looked stank. But then, on top of that, his fucking fingernails were dirty. Sir, why are your nails dirty? I just want to know that. And I asked him, I said, sir, why are your nails dirty? He said, I don't know. You don't know. You don't know why you ain't cleaned under the underside of your nails. You ain't took a good nail brush and you could have went to the manicurist and got a cheap manicure or something. You could do it yourself. You can go to the dollar store and get something for like a dollar and some change. Get a manicure set for a dollar and some change. You can put some clear polish on your nails. Do something. Take care of them feet while you at it. And I'm like, sir, you're sending me, number one, an unflattering angle of your phallus. And then you're also having the unmitigated gall to send it with your nasty, dirty nails. If you're going to send me something, make sure the angle is right. Make sure everything is fresh. And make sure your nails aren't dirty. Because it lets me know you don't know how to keep yourself up. And I can't trust you around me. And that also, if we're going to, you know, do the nasty, make whoopee, can I trust you to be hygienically clean sexually? Because if not, there's no deal. And a lot of times when individuals hit you up on these apps and the things that they send you really show you who they are. And particularly, I'm going to talk about white entitlement on this. It annoys me because occasionally when I don't want to be bothered with the BBC comments and the fetishization from the ops, I will put black and brown only in my profiles because they also, and some of the black ones that like them too, love putting white people only in their bios. And they will read that and still hit me up. I had a sir hit me up a few weeks ago after I put black and brown only. He says to me, I read your profile and I know it says black and brown only, but I hit you up hoping I still had a chance. I said, you hit me up. I said, we're going to review this. You hit me up knowing that it says black and brown only. Are you black and brown? He said, no. I said, so case in point, why did you still hit me up if I clearly said that in my bio? He was like, well, I just wanted to. No, you were not curious. You felt entitled. And this is what I told him. I said, you felt fucking entitled because you're white. No deal here. And no shit. He did block me because I'm like, sir. But also, a lot of times white men hit me up saying, hey, sexy, hey, goddess. And it's cute when you're doing it in the right sector. But if I'm on an app trying to get it on, just come to me normal. Just come to me and say, hey, how are you? Let's have a conversation. But don't be sending me all your fetishy ass pictures and your BBC fetishes via that. That is disgusting when y'all do that. And that is a major turnoff. And see, then you have those, and I'm not bashing anyone because I'm a recovering addict, that love to partake in certain designers. If you get what I mean, the snowy stuff. I can't be around that because I'm a recovering addict. And I have went through hell and high water, have had some very embarrassing situations that made me not want to ever do that again. And thankfully, this year, this month, I will have been clean for 6 years. December the 15th through the 17th, 2017. That marks when I became sober and clean living from Miss Tina and the snow in July stuff. I can't hang around that. And it's funny that whenever you see a capital T randomly in a profile, or whenever you see a tea kettle or a teacup, that is a signal of what type of things that they like to partake in. And that's a no-no, because that's not how I roll. And I'm not knocking if that's your thing of yours. I'm 420 only. And I've had some people that have disrespected me about bringing that shit in my house. And I'm like, y'all are putting me in danger. Y'all are putting my life in danger, my livelihood, my job in danger with that. I can't be around that. And a lot of times people really get upset when you tell them, no, you're not entitled to anything of mine, baby. So get over yourself. You're not that important. Not for a quick orgasm. No, ma'am. It doesn't work like that. And when it comes to sex, it's like you're expected as a trans woman to be this dominant top, when sometimes you might want to be a submissive bottom or a power bottom, or maybe you just want to mutual bait and that's all you want to do. And it's annoying when people on these apps don't read your profile. If it says bait and edge only, don't hit me up asking me if I'm a top or bottom, if we're going to screw. If I say with the possibility of, then maybe. But if I say what I want, don't hit me up on some other shit. Y'all don't fucking read. People don't fucking read, and that's annoying to me. And I'm just venting here on my experience on these apps. So y'all, I want y'all to do me a favor. If you've made it this far in this video, I want y'all to comment, help please. And I want y'all to tell me about your experiences on Grindr. What I'm going to do, I'm going to read all some of the messages I get for y'all one day. I'm going to do that. But again, y'all, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Set your bell notifications. Like this video and comment. Y'all live, love, and be free. Smooches!